Good morning. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report. About 700 police officers in Los Angeles will start wearing body cameras next month. It's the first step toward equipping all 7,000 LAPD patrol officers with body cameras in the next 2 years. The video recording devices have become a hot topic nationally. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti says police shootings and protests across the country underscore the need for body cameras.
The trust between a community and its police department can be eroded in a single moment. And there are too many places where we still need that trust to be stronger.
Though LAPD is the largest department in the state to deploy body cameras, the Oakland Police Department already uses them, and San Jose could roll out its own program soon. When an experimental passenger spacecraft called Spaceship Two crashed during a test flight in the Mojave Desert back in October, attention focused on the company behind it, Virgin Galactic. Less attention was given to the small community of Mojave, population 4,500, where Spaceship Two was born. A growing number of young rocket scientists and entrepreneurs are slowly transforming this remote desert outpost into a space industry boomtown. More from the California Report's LA Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas.
A lot of people observe the development of Spaceship Two and other experimental aircraft through the wide picture windows of the Voyager, a no-frills diner at the edge of the Mojave Air and Spaceport.
Mr. Witt.
How you doing, Mr. Deaver?
I'm eating my taco.
Stuart Witt, the spaceport CEO, stops to chat with a member of the Chamber of Commerce. Witt has not really talked to reporters much since the Spaceship Two crash, when one pilot was killed and another injured. That weekend, he faced a crush of international media.
When we have a mishap from the test community, we find the test community is very small. And we're human, and it hurts.
This has been a real tough couple of weeks.
After lunch, Witt settles into an armchair in his office beneath the spaceport's control tower, surrounded by memorabilia from a lifetime in aviation. He says the crash rocked the spaceport's tight-knit community.
When one of the companies has a good day, everybody comes out and celebrates, high fives. Somebody has a bad day, everybody stands up and acknowledges it. You know, we're in this together. That's why permission's important.
Permission is the one-word slogan that Witt used to draw over a dozen private space companies to this once sleepy municipal airport tucked high in the desert about 100 miles north of Los Angeles. People still do park their private planes here, but most of the airport's warehouse space has been taken over by entrepreneurs like Randa Milliron.
We needed a remote area with some facilities and basically an attitude that, okay, do what you want as long as it's safe.
Milliron and her husband run Interorbital Systems and manufacture small rocket launch satellites for private, military, and government use.
Here we could work 24 hours a day. Nobody cares if you're up in the middle of the night testing things. So it's a freedom to basically try anything. This is a reach out into the solar system. Our short-term corporate goal is a lunar base at the south pole of the moon.
They're getting ready to do a composite layup on the rocket.
On a recent afternoon, three interorbital technicians tinker on the body of an ocean-launched rocket. It's used to deliver satellites into space. The company employs a full-time staff of around six people, most in their mid to late 20s.
They're people who've worked in the standard aerospace industry, and they're tired of designing a bolt for their entire lives. You know, they want to do something that's more exciting, and they want to have hands-on experience with launch vehicles.
After 4 years of working at NASA, we were given the call, shuttle's been canceled, and good luck, here's your last paycheck.
After being laid off from NASA, Nathan Chu moved here from Alabama to take a job with X-Corp, another up-and-coming Mojave aerospace company.
Government aerospace is starting to give way to what commercial space is. I saw it as the future, so that's when I put in my chips and said, let's see where these guys are going, and if we can make a sustainable and viable business case out of aerospace.
There's also a renewed focus on safety in the aftermath of the Spaceship Two crash. But Virgin Galactic is pushing forward with its goal of taking passengers to space and back. And the local space industry as a whole continues to have the backing of longtime Mojave residents like Susie Clipperton.
It made us all realize that it's not the people that work on the spaceport and then the people that live in the community. It's the same people. And I think everybody realized how close we are.
Clipperton helps run Revitalize Mojave, a group trying to do just what its name implies. And it's got its work cut out for it. The small town of less than 5,000 permanent residents has an unemployment rate of around 12%. There isn't enough decent housing for the town's rapidly growing workforce of young, well-paid aerospace workers. Instead, they tend to live in larger neighboring communities like Palmdale. When a potential aerospace investor asked Spaceport CEO Stuart Witt where he should put his money, Witt suggested something much closer to Earth.
And I suggested he buy the town of Mojave, level it, and build condos because the new generation wants to work where they live. And so what I presented to him was build Tomorrowland in Mojave.
In other words, to bring Mojave into the future with the kind of bold leaps of faith that are already taking the town's space workers closer and closer to the stars. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Mojave.
And that's the California Report for Wednesday, December 17th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Healthcare Foundation, rating hospitals, doctors, and long-term care. Smarter choices start at calqualitycare.org. Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as stopping email-borne viruses and preventing data leaks. Barracuda.com. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.